Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Community School District Superintendent Art Sadoff about last Monday's school board meeting. Indianola School Board met in regular session last Monday evening, and one of the topics of discussion was the possibility of hiring an HR director. Talk about that discussion that the board had and what direction was given towards staff on that movement.
Sure. Well, assistance in our human resource department is something that has been on our list of potential hires. We've had a number of positions that we've been evaluating, looking at, and trying to address. That particular one is not one we've had a lot of discussion about just because it's a little bit farther removed from the classroom and from direct impact on students. But we did have discussion about that, and when we look at comparables, you know, to other districts our size, most of them have some kind of HR dedicated professional in that position, and we do it kind of by committee. Assistant Superintendent Ron Lorenz does a lot with that, as well as our central office secretary, and then I chip in a little bit. But we had really our first in-depth conversation about that as far as where we go from here. Right now we're looking at some different models. We're looking at job descriptions, what some of those duties would be, and then we'll have that discussion of really a range of employee that could be in terms of whether it's a support staff person all the way to, you know, another administrative position. So kind of in the early stages, but we had a board member who wanted to get that out on the table and have some in-depth conversation, which we hadn't had yet.
Another thing brought up at the meeting was a report from the board technology committee. And obviously Indianola has been at the forefront of using a lot of technology for their students. And there's going to be some newer students getting some of that technology. And I think that's what the discussion was about.
Yeah, we have a lot of great things going on with technology at the high school level. We've talked about our online learning program that's rolling out. At the middle school, eighth graders got Chromebooks at semester last year, and we're scheduled to have sixth and seventh graders get Chromebooks this coming year. So a lot of the conversation has been around maturity level of students and making sure that students and parents are prepared for that tool, talking about the rollout, talking about content filtering and monitoring and things like that. And just really good discussion. You know, we have concern on the board just that we do it right and that we have everybody working together, students and parents and school, and good healthy discussion there. So our IT department in particular, but also our middle school administration, will be working hard on that to make sure that we do things the right way.
There was also an update that you gave to the board on the bully and harassment policy, updating that a little bit, and I think that's very prevalent. What should parents and others in the district know about that?
Yeah, well, currently we have, as every district, required bullying and harassment policy, and there are different protected classes within that, and you know, our policy and procedures are legal, but we decided that it would be good to explicitly call out sexual misconduct as well. That's been a topic of interest. So we scoured around for different policies and looked for other places that did that well. And I had a policy committee meeting where we talked about, would it be better to have a standalone policy on that or to integrate it into our existing policy? And then I updated the full board on that. And right now I have a draft that does integrate sexual misconduct into our existing bullying and harassment policy. I think it's good. It adds definitions straight from Iowa code, talks a little bit about the process of investigation and resolution of those things. And, you know, we're just in a society where I think that's important to have that in the front of everybody's mind and to help students understand, too, that those things are serious and that they need to conduct themselves in a way that helps everybody feel safe around school.
The board also talked about the concussion protocol return to play in case of a head impact. Just kind of talk about updating that policy because it's already been policy for several years, but now just kind of keeping that going here at Indianola.
Well, we were required to have the board pass a resolution. The legislature required that in this past session, and we did that. Although, as you say, we already are several years into it, and we have not just a return to play protocol, but also a return to learn or return to school protocol, because when somebody has a brain injury or concussion, there are some pretty serious impacts to their schoolwork too, and they need to be gradually brought back so their brain can heal just the same way that you would do with an athlete. We've had a couple of people get some extra training on that. Our secondary nurse, Katie Williams, and our dean of students, Josh Lohman, have both been very involved with developing that protocol. And we actually have taken part in a research study too. Our students have. They've done some saliva testing to look for the chemical markers of concussion. It's an important topic anywhere, but locally we've really felt that. And we have the organization CTE Hope that's doing some excellent things to help with that endeavor of fighting concussions. And it's just another way that we can try to be cognizant of keeping our students healthy and safe. And we do little things besides the protocol. I know we have an optional feature in our football helmets that is supposed to be preventative. And also as we resurface our field and get new turf here the next couple of years, there's an extra layer of cushioning that we're looking at too, which comes at some extra expense, but this is just a really important topic. So I'm happy we have people who are passionate about it and working hard on it.
Thanks to Art Sadoff for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.